That is NSYNC and Bye 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 on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 7:13 now on a finally Friday morning, and it's time for a closer look at Clear's community. And this morning, we're going to be talking about a really neat event. I've got Steve Otten and Tamara Botcher with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are going to be talking about your annual mission trip to Nicaragua.
Yes, and it seems like we were just here.
That's what I was saying. I know. It's like, oh, wow, the year just flew by.
Yeah. Well, it's same trip, different date, different team this year from Nebraska. Small team this year. Steve and I are the only two coming from Nebraska. And I think from California, they'll probably bring about 12 people versus their normal 25 or so. There's been some civil unrest, and so we really needed to par back and just kind of fly under the radar a little bit to have our trip be successful this year.
So this is a medical mission trip. And so you're going down there to help people who, you know, may not have access to medical treatment pretty much at all.
Right. And we do work through the hospital there, but our primary focus is little kids with cleft lips and palates. There's a lot of those. There's some that we've asked to come back from last year to do some more revisions and further surgeries to perfect the initial surgery. I host what's called a Ditzel clinic, just little moles or scar revisions or things like that, which are every bit as important to those people down there.
So, Steve, you've been before.
I've not been before. This will be my first trip.
Okay. So what are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'm just looking forward to, the fellowship of working with people for a cause. I know I'm going to probably meet some really neat people along the way. And I like spending time with Tam. She has really a heart to serve. And, I'm just looking forward to the experience. It's going to be great.
Has she given you any words of wisdom what to expect or not expect?
Well, a little bit. Probably the most important ones were from her husband who went in previous years. And I can sum it up in really two words and a number. 100% cotton. It is... You know, I don't mind the heat, but I think Scott had a little more trouble with it. But that's the word of advice. Prepare for the heat, and then also just prepare to be prepared to give out care and love because they're starving for it, you know.
Definitely.
And he said all you have to do is show up and you'll be a rock star. So that's pretty cool.
So, Tamara, you guys are going to have your annual spaghetti feed coming up.
Yes, we are. I'm going to let Steve even talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Coming up on January 13th at Peace Lutheran Church, 2720 28th Street. It's the white church just on the west side of Glir Park. Mm-hmm. 11:30 to 1:30, this is our one big fundraiser. We'll be having an all-you-can-eat spaghetti feed with a free will donation. So we'd like everybody to come out and support us if you could.
Absolutely. You know, Tamara, you go out, you're not in the city, you are out in the boonies, the pucky weeds there, and you have people, I'm amazed how the word just spreads, and people just flock.
Yeah, they do have some sort of like a radio system and also flyers, and the word really got out last year. We had a lot of people, especially for our clinic that Kevin Harm and I held, and they also know, this team from California, they celebrated their 20th year anniversary last year.
Wow.
So that's why it's, even despite the civil unrest, it's so important for us to get back there this year so that they know that we haven't given up on them. And I feel that we'll be even more protected because of that. And so they know that we come every February. The Smile Ship has shown up. It hasn't been there for a couple years, so that's been real sporadic in other care. A lot of other missionary teams aren't going because of the history of this last year. Mm-hmm. So, they know we're coming in February.
And I know, Steve, it's not just the medical care. It's the power of prayer that you share with the people as well.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's more than just a medical trip. It's a spiritual thing, and I think it gives people hope when we can come in and have a prayer with them and then know that, just like she said, they're coming back every year, so there's a connection, and I think it gives their people hope in that area.
Definitely. Well, we're going to keep Tamara and Steve here, and we'll talk more about the medical mission trip coming up in February and the spaghetti feed on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That is Love and I Like Me Better on Clear 101. It's 7:24. We're back with more Community Spotlight, and we're talking with Steve Otten and Tamara Botcher, and we are talking about the medical mission trip that you take every year to Managua. you work with medical professionals from down in that area.
Yes, we do. In fact, that's been great, and that's been our goal of the team, is to get an entire group to be from down there. So in our absence, if they ever want to show up, they can do it. And actually, this will be the first year that we will even have an anesthesiologist from Nicaragua. So it's pretty exciting, and he's one of their peers. We've obviously never met him, but we certainly trust the docs that we've worked with over the last years that he's going to be a good guy to join our team.
And one of the things that you have to do when you get down there is pretty much build things. I mean, it's not like you have a really great, you know, you're walking into a pristine hospital or anything like that.
Right. Last year, Dan Smith and his crew, they actually built a bathroom in one of the retired nurses' homes, and that was an interesting endeavor for them. And we take money down. So many people are so willing to donate to our cause and our trip, but we can't take things. We can take some hammers. I think we took some hammers and some tool belts last year, but otherwise we take money, and that helps support the economy too. We can go in there and get the lumber and the supplies needed. So that tends to be what we usually do.
So are you going to be doing a lot of hammering down there, Steve?
Well, you know, we'll play that by ear a little bit, but really my goal is to be a little bit of a pack mule as needed to, you know, help do things. And there's always things to fix.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think last year they had to put some light switches in. I think they were actually literally pushing wires together to turn the lights on. So they put switches in. They fixed some water leaks. They got water reestablished to one of the rooms. So just little things that we take for granted are huge for them.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it'll be really neat to go down and just try to make a difference.
And despite a lot of these people, Tamara, living in extreme poverty, they are so friendly and so welcoming and so grateful.
They are. They're more rich than we are. You know, it absolutely fills my bucket. Yes, we go down there and do some good, but I always, and I say this every year with you, I get more out of than what we give when we go down there.
And we can give to help out, not only by coming to the spaghetti feed, but also donations. We can make donations.
Right. Monetary donations, again, are appreciated, because then we'll take that money with us. Our team last year, with leftover funds, we gifted the orphanage, which we're a big part of, with, I think it was about $700 for scholarship funds, which was greatly appreciated. And at the feeding station, the kids that literally live in the dump, we gave them money to provide some beans and rice and things like that. So.
And also, remember this group of people in your prayers when they're down there, because, you know, that is extremely important as well.
Yes, we certainly appreciate the prayers and thoughts, and especially for our safety, for those that we're serving, and that we have all good outcomes from our surgeries.
So let's get the details on the spaghetti feed again, Steve.
Right, that's coming up. It's going to be January 13th. That's a Sunday from 11:30 to 1:30 over at Peace Lutheran Church, 2720 28th Street. Again, that's just west of Glure Park over there by the Emanuel School. And it's a free will donation, all you can eat. It'll be great. I've been there before. And we would like to see everybody there.
Well, I'm really glad that you came in this morning to update us, and we wish you all the best down on the trip.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate
it. Yeah, thank you very much.
Stay tuned. We've got news coming up on Clear 101.